All right, Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, 248-539-9797. So, look, lots going on this weekend, including Lions game. Let's get to that for the first time here. Lions are 11.5-point favorite over a 1-5 Tennessee team. Here's the thing about Tennessee. Let's remember this. They were trying to win. They've pulled the plug on the season with the sell-off moves. And remember, they were the team that got L'Jarius Sneed. Remember, everybody here in Detroit wanted L'Jarius Sneed. He ended up going to Tennessee on a four-year, $76 million contract. They signed Calvin Ridley, 4 years, $92 million. I mean, they had a big offseason. And then they get off to a 1-5 start. Now, why are they 1-5? They got a new coach in Brian Callahan who came over from Cincinnati, where he was the coordinator of that offense. And they put up some impressive numbers. They have DeAndre Hopkins. They got Calvin Ridley. And quite frankly, their offense has moved the football quite a bit. They are in the top. They're 11th in the league in total offense, which isn't bad. I mean, that means you're getting a lot of yards. But I mean, it's not elite either, but that's a serviceable offense. To go with that defense, you'd think they'd be better than 1-5. But they're -9 in turnover margin, which I believe is 31st in the NFL. And a big part of that is because of Will Levis. And he's had some ugly ones. But they're starting Mason Rudolph in this game because Will Levis is out with an injury. And
he pulled his mayonnaise.
Yeah. Is that what you want to call it?
I think that's what happened.
So you got Levis out with an injury. So Rudolph is starting and you immediately go, oh, advantage Detroit. But is it? And I'm going to say if Rudolph, like what hurts them is now not having D-Hop. And it also hurts them at Calvin Ridley. I don't think practiced yesterday. I think he was on their did not practice list. Mm. They've started the sell-off, so they've pulled the shoot on the season. But Rudolph last year, remember, came in at Pittsburgh, and you know his touchdown to interception ratio last year was 5 TDs and 1 pick. They went 3-1 down the stretch. Some people in Tennessee were already calling for Mason Rudolph after Levis was 5 touchdowns, 7 picks to start this year. So I think Tennessee's going to give them a fight. They got a good defense, top 3 in pass defense, top 11 in rush defense. They do some things that bad football teams do, though. They commit penalties. They're one of the worst in the league. I think they're 31st in penalties and 31st in turnovers, which are two pretty bad stats to suck at. They lead the league in pre-snap penalties with 19 of them. They've done some bad football things. They've earned the 1-5. And they pulled the chute, but I think they're going to give Detroit all they can handle.
I've been worried about this game all week in that, is this a trap game? Because the Lions have the game against the Packers after this one. They've got a game against Houston after the Packers, so it's two really tough opponents. And this is a classic trap. However, because there's so much else going on this week, there's no Jameson Williams. So the focus is on, okay, we're going to have to go without J-Mo, next man up, because they just dealt with the injury to Hutchinson. They're still trying to figure out the defensive end situation. Next man up. Detroit should be motivated for this. And with Tennessee having just traded away DeAndre Hopkins, their number 2 receiver, moving to their backup quarterback, he's the backup for a reason. All right, if he were the better quarterback, he'd be starting, but he's not. So he's a backup for a reason. He may take care of the football better, but he's not going to move the offense as well. And then you add to that, the biggest thing of all, if their calling card is defense, and they just traded away their second leading tackler, Ernest Jones, the linebacker. And Kenneth Murray's their leading tackler. And I love Kenneth Murray. Thought he was a great, great player in college. I like him in the pros. But that's all they have right now in terms of if you're going to try to stop that run. So these advantages that maybe not even advantages, but these plus column stuff that you might look at with Tennessee doesn't look so plus anymore. And because they have dealt away a couple of these players, I can't imagine the morale in the locker room is all that good. And now they've got to go on the road and play Detroit, one of the best teams in the league. Now, it should be an easier sell job if you're the coach of the Titans to say, look, everybody's cutting us out. You can do all this rah-rah stuff, right?
Everybody's cutting out.
You can do all that. But the second Detroit punches you in the mouth and scores in two of the first three possessions, and let's say they have a 14-0 lead, it's done.
So I like to do this leading up to games, and that is go tune into other markets and see what is being said. And I got to tell you, the Tennessee market, in listening to build up for this game, it was like our show's the last, like the first 15 years of us working together.
Oh boy.
It was all about next year. It was all about the draft. I kind of want to send them the music bed and say, here's something we do. and that is, see where you're going to pick in the draft. Look at the available players, have the listeners pick. To our friends in Tennessee, Sports Talk Radio. It's a bit that worked reasonably well for us. But it was all of the discussion is about the future. And whenever the topic comes up of the game this weekend, it's, Titans are going to get smashed this weekend. I actually think it's going to be a tougher football game than those in the desert think. I wouldn't touch it personally. I mean, but if asked to give it like a pick, I think this is going to be a tough football game to win because of their defense, because Rudolph won't turn it over, because, as you put it, it's a trap game. I mean, the truth is, in the NFL, if you're a favorite, every game's a trap game, because in the NFL, if you don't show up, you lose. The margin between the good teams and the bad teams isn't as great as it is in, say, college football.
Yeah, ESPN.com has this as a 12.5-point spread, Lions favored.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you have for FanDuel on this.
On our the site that we have used for years,
yes.
It's 11.5.
It is 11.5 on BetMGM.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's a lot of points. I get nervous when you see double digits in the NFL because it's so hard to win in the league. But I understand why the spread is the way it is, because you're talking about a backup quarterback playing on the road without his arguably best receiver, without their second best or arguably their best defensive player, because they both got traded away, the morale and all that. I'm not going to be surprised if the Lions blow them out, but I probably would be with you and say, I'll sit this one out and just enjoy it.
Well, Vegas has to get money on both sides, right? So they'll put the line where they think that they can get the action on both sides. I'm not as nervous as you guys. I actually expect the Lions to roll in this one, but I understand the cautiousness. It is any given Sunday in the NFL. And you go back to a couple years ago when a team that was rolling in the Lions go to Carolina, a team that fired their coach, had nothing to play for, and they trucked the Lions.
They traded Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, they traded their best player, maybe the best player in the league. They'd given up. And they came in there, or they didn't come in there. The Lions went to Carolina and just got trucked. I mean, they got ran Dante Foreman. I think it was a Chuba Hubbard at the time. They both ran on him, and the Lions lose that game. Now, the difference is, for me, is I think this Titans team has actually given up even more so than that Carolina team. And the bigger reason, this Lions team is much better than that Lions team a year ago was. I mean, DJ Chark was the leading receiver for that Lions team. They didn't have the weapons they do now. Ben Johnson, all that stuff. So I just feel more confident in this team. And I think the Lions just roll. I think the Titans have given up on the year. Cue the mock draft music.
Well, I mean, they may, but I guess.
Well, you have it.
Yeah.
It's on me. You literally have control over that.
That was a fun bit. I kind of miss it, but we don't have to do it anymore. It was kind of an annual rite of fall. Is you get in to start talking mock drafts as early as possible.
Well, now the intrigue isn't who they're taking, it's where they're taking them.
Dude, I do the same thing. Now when I see a mock draft, I just scroll down to see where the Lions are picking.
Are they at 31? Anybody have them at 32 yet?
Okay, so I guess, what we have here? We have, I don't know if you're exactly in my camp, but I think we are. I think you and I are in alignment on this one, that this one might be a little bit more difficult than the number would suggest. Kang... He's chesty. He thinks He could see why we feel that way. He just does not feel that way. Are you team Doug and Gator? Are you team Kang? 248-539-9797. And give us the reason why. It's Carson Anderson. Your phone call's next here on 97.1 The Ticket.